Bibbs hop step, fires it left wing for Alexander Walker. Blow by, long jumper, no good. But Clark with the stick back on the other side. Tech leads with 4 seconds to play. Grayson Allen racing into the front court. Launches a three. No good. It's no good. The Hokies are dancing in Blacksburg, Mikey. And they should be dancing for the second time in back-to-back seasons.
He's one of the best play-by-play men in the business, no doubt about it. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, attorneys on staff there for you in any case. And he joins us now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from Blacksburg, voice of the Hokies. Mr. Lazor, good morning to you. Is Blacksburg still buzzing from that win on Monday?
I think everyone was a little fatigued last night. And first of all, Jay and Sam, good to be with you and not Wes. No, I'm just kidding. But it is good to be with you. Yeah, we did a Buzz Williams show last night, Tech Talk Live, and you could just kind of tell I was tired. I think he was. I don't think either of us slept very well, and the fans seemed to be too. But all worth it, as I heard a number of people say, because I tweeted this the other night. You know, you and I have both done a ton of games, and Sam's on his way to doing it, Jay. Mm-hmm. I've never walked out of an arena just feeling that way. Mm-hmm. It was just so much fun. You know, that's what I got home, and Renee and I were talking about it. It's just like, that's why you put up with all the crap sometimes. That's why you write the contract
absolutely
language and do all the stuff behind the scenes and do all the bus trips and all that stuff. It was awesome.
Well, let me start here. I've watched that clip, I don't know, 15 times, and in looking at it, it looked like Clark was calling for the ball on the far side of the rim. Did you guys talk about this on Tech Talk Live last night? Was that, I guess, missed long jumper almost intentionally a pass?
No, definitely was not, despite okay. what Nikhil would tell you. Yeah, the reason Clark was calling for the ball is because he recognized the reason that he was wide open. And what's lost in that play, the credit that Nikhil Alexander-Walker hasn't gotten, and it was actually proper defense being played by Duke at the time, because he blew by his defender on the outside. You hear me say that, their blow-by. It was a blow-by, but not a driving blow-by. He drove by, and Marvin Bagley did what he needed to do, which was step out to take the ball carrier, and he's so long that happened pretty close to the three-point arc rather than down on the block like it would with some other defenders. Well, Wendell Carter then has to come over, and his responsibility becomes Kerry Blackshear, and the shift out of that zone or the rotation out of that zone then just left the lane wide open. So Nikhil certainly could have passed it to Chris Clark, but with the length of both of those guys, who are 6'10 and 6'11, the shot actually made it an ideal pass. It wasn't intentional, but it just turned out to be perfect, and as you can see, there was nobody there to body out Chris.
So can you set us up for the final game of the year? I mean, Miami, of course, a big win last night. You guys lost to Miami the first time, I believe, and now you've got a big game to close out the regular season. What are the stakes coming up for the Hokies?
Yeah, well, I think both of these teams, I think Miami punched their ticket last night, too. I think the Hokies are in the NCAA tournament, but what that does is it puts you in that 9-10 scene range, 8-10 probably, and both are projected at about that line at the moment, because the bracketologists don't know what will happen, not only in this game, but also in the ACC tournament. So I think for both of the teams, okay, you've played your way in, you're playing a little bit with house money in terms of earning an invitation, but now you have an opportunity because your opponent in the final game. And for the Hokies, having it be a road game, you have an opportunity for another big resume victory, particularly with what the Hurricanes did against North Carolina last night. And it also could dramatically affect your seeding for the ACC tournament. Hokies and Hurricanes will both be in play for what will be the final top four seed for the tournament, which is a double bye, which means you don't play until Thursday, which means you kind of get through the gunk process of the ACC tournament and the surprises a little bit, and you just get down to the nitty-gritty, and it also puts you in a position where you get to rest. You may only have to play a game or two in Brooklyn and be fresh for the NCAA tournament. But watching that Miami-North Carolina game last night, you see why that's going to be a tall task for the Hokies, because that's an exceptionally athletic and fast Miami team that gets to the rim. North Carolina just could not stop the ball, and that was exactly what happened to the Hokies before they've gone through this defensive metamorphosis, as head coach Williams likes to say. So I'm extremely intrigued by what the matchup will look like with the way Tech has been playing defense of late, which has been packing the lane and forcing Miami to beat you outside, which they were able to do, particularly in the first half last night.
Yeah, you know, I heard you guys at the end of Tech Talk Live kind of talking about some of the logistics there with that defensive shift. If I recall correctly, you said took place after the first time you faced the Hurricanes.
Yeah, Miami really waltzed into Blacksburg and embarrassed the Hokies. You know, the Hokies were just kind of teetering around and half-step in one direction and maybe a full step back in terms of ACC play, and a lot of that was because they just weren't playing good defense. They weren't playing good man-up defense, and they were playing a variety of different things, a matchup zone they call Monarch and a little bit of 2-3 bump zone, but also, you know, they just couldn't match up, and Miami exploited that, particularly in the first half of that game. They basically got to the basket whenever they wanted. There was a stretch where Vasilevich got right to the front of the rim on three consecutive drives, and the next day after the Hokies lost was basically, I think, a come to terms with it type of meeting for the Hokies, and basically Buzz Williams said, guys, this is what we need to do. You know, this is how I know to coach defense, and obviously that was his calling card when he was at Marquette, and the guys have bought in, and it's not some magical theory or it's not some potion that they've taken. It's just the fact that there's been a buy-in on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. He has made some personnel changes, but it's getting in the gaps. It's jumping to the ball. It's being active defensively. It's taking up space. It's all of those things. And like I said, none of those are secrets. It's what great defensive teams do, and Virginia's been doing for a long time under Tony Bennett. But the Hokies have really taken to it. They're getting better at it game by game. And basically, it's their own version of packing the paint, the pack line. And still, sometimes they'll have some tough stretches, including against Duke at their place, where a team can fill it up from outside, but at least it makes them beat you from that way. And since that Miami game, Tech's opponents have taken 55% of their field goal attempts from outside the arc, which is not a recipe for success probability-wise and percentage-wise, and the Hokies have been successful because of it.
Lays, I just want to ask you a quick question about the Buzz Williams comments during the game when he took the mic and told basically the student section to stop cussing, don't throw anything on the court. For those who don't know or aren't as familiar with head coach Buzz Williams, it seemed to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that he not only commands respect but is a leader for these guys, and they also play hard for him. And you know, he got cheers after he made those comments to the student section. But what does Buzz Williams provide for this team as a leader, and also, you know, punching your ticket for the second straight season, as you said in the game?
Well, he's a brilliant motivator of people, and he's a motivator that pushes people's buttons, right? Whether he's doing that intentionally or not sometimes. And he, as he says a lot, doesn't believe that people in the world tell the truth enough. and he tells you the truth, you know, not only his players, but his assistants, the support staff, me, Mike Burnup, as you'll hear on the air sometimes. You know, and it's not a malicious truth. It's just what he believes to be the truth. And he actually told us a story last night about talking to the student section. I do want to defend the Tech student section. They've been getting a little heat for that, and I think unwarranted. You know, I mean, Blacksburg's
right.
About the friendliest place you can be, and it is a heated game, and it's somewhat comical to me, quite frankly, that Duke fans were the ones saying that, and they hand out a cheat sheet of your personal misgivings when you go into their place, including for your trainer and whoever else is in your traveling party. But, you know, he told a comical story because it was the truth. He said, you know, I wasn't trying to be a moral bastion of any mm-hmm. sort. At the time, I was upset with the, as he called him, the pretty official, which I believe was Lee Cassell, who's the younger guy, who's in pretty good shape. And he said, he was talking to me as if I threw that cone onto the floor. And I was like, I don't have a cone. Where did I get a cone? I don't know where the cone is. And he's like, I just wanted to make whatever it was stop, and for him to stop looking at me so he could get back to basketball. And I think people want this big sweeping tale of valor. And, you know, he was just saying what was the quickest means to get us back to the basketball game, and that was grabbing a microphone and nipping it in the bud. So, you know, he's one of the most uniquely intense and caring people that I think anybody could be around. And obviously that, back to your question, Sam, goes to his players. I mean, they would literally run through a wall for him. I know that's cliche, but you know, it's genuine, which is it's fun, and sometimes you don't see it at this level of sport.
Good stuff, Lace. Thanks so much. Good luck in the upcoming tournaments, and we'll talk to you down the line.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. I know you guys together means baseball's close.
Yeah,
which also
you know it's coming.
Feel good.
Speaking of, we got the big guy, Todd Parney-Parnell, joining us next. That's John Laser.
Thanks, Laser.
Brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case.